It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. Welcome to episode 32 of Taylor Talk, everybody. This is Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
Diane.
And Haley.
We're all here. Yay!
Nice to have all my lovely co-hosts here with me.
Party.
Belle, please give us the calendar because we've got to get through all this quick because we've got something very exciting going on. Of course, you all know that Red was just released and we're going to get into that. Yeah.
So
Belle, give us the calendar.
Okay, here's the calendar. So I'll force you guys to all go through this before we talk about Red. On October 24th, Scholastic Read Every Day webcast featuring Taylor Swift is going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which will be 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So make sure that you tell your teacher to register at scholastic.com so that you guys can be a part of that. And you can register up to 2 hours before the webcast. So, I mean, you should probably register sooner than later, but if you fail to do so, you can do it up to 2 hours before it starts. So you're good. You still got time. Every Monday until the Red release, Taylor's previewing a new song on Good Morning America. This is so cool. I love when she does this. And she releases them Tuesday morning at 12:01 a.m. Or, you know, considering that it's sort of like late Monday night, but the very beginning of Tuesday morning. And that's Eastern time. But they've been coming out a little bit early so far.
Yeah, so they've been coming out an hour early the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. So that's been exciting. I've like, all of a sudden, refreshes. Oh my gosh, it's on sale! Then I have to buy it right away and put it on repeat for like 3 hours. That's very exciting. And of course, Red, the album, releases October 22nd, which is less than a month away. Who's excited?
Yay! Me.
I'm like counting down the seconds.
That's a couple weeks.
I have a counter. And it's currently available for pre-order right now. There's different packages available on taylorswift.com. They're awesome. I've bought one.
Cool.
You guys bought any?
No.
I'm getting
not yet, but I'm planning on it.
Pre-order is also available on walmart.com and tarjay.com.
This is true.
And by Tarjay, I actually mean Target. Sorry to confuse anyone.
Oh, and Target has a special edition, which will have more songs.
Yeah.
So you should also get that one too. Pre-order it. It's going to be awesome. So excited. Incredibly excited. So yeah, that's all we have for the calendar right now. So the other girls, and we're going to leave Adam out since he's not a girl that we know of. They're going to do the
nope, not a girl.
They're going to do the news. Go for it, guys.
Haley, blow through it.
All right. Mike Meadows welcomes his first baby. Sophie Meadows was born on September 21st. So congrats to Mike.
So cute.
Ooh, pop quiz time. Because we had our agency episode 2 episodes ago, let's take a 5 second pause here and we're going to ask everybody, who is Mike Meadows?
He's the banjo player.
Maya!
Sorry.
We were going to reveal that afterwards. We were quizzing everyone.
Well, see, Maya had the right answer, so now we can just copy her answer. So mine will also be the banjo player.
I wasn't quizzing you guys. I was quizzing the listeners, silly.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I just got excited.
Anyway, thanks, Maya. It's the banjo player. You guys should all know that, because we talked about it in episode 30.
He's awesome, and they tweeted a picture of the baby right when she was born, and she's so cute.
And Taste of Country tweeted an article about it, too.
Aww.
It made me happy.
All right, we all interrupted Haley. Sorry. Haley, continue with the news, please.
It's fine. Taylor just finally puts to rest the Joni Mitchell rumor. She spoke to Country Weekly and said, "I'm not confirmed, actually. I'm not actually signed on to do the movie at this point. You never want to talk about something like that until it's a definite thing. I would love to tell the story. It would be amazing. It'd be interesting, fascinating, incredibly intelligent, and wonderful character to play, but nothing is confirmed right now."
Come on, Haley. Was that your best Taylor Swift voice?
I can't do a Taylor Swift voice.
I know, I'm giving you a hard time. What were you saying, Belle? Sorry.
Oh, no. I just, the thing that I like about this is that she didn't deny that the role was offered to her.
Right.
She just said, hey, nothing's confirmed, I would love to do it, but right now nothing's confirmed. But she didn't say, oh, I know nothing about this.
So all she's saying is she hasn't signed a contract yet.
Exactly.
Fascinating point.
So there's still a possibility that this could happen, which makes me excited, because I know she's incredibly busy, and I know that there's going to be a Red tour coming up next year and everything, but I would love to see her in this role. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, and actually, Taylor looks a lot like
Joni Mitchell. She does.
Joni Mitchell. Like, it's eerie how...
Especially now with the straight hair.
I guess we'll all wait to see what happens. But in the meantime, Maya, what has Taylor been up to in Paris?
Well, Taylor is currently in Paris, and she's filming a music video for Begin Again.
What? So excited! I freaked out when she tweeted that.
I am so excited for that, too.
Yeah, there's pictures all over the place. sure you can find them somewhere. She tweeted, shooting a music video in Paris today, and then in parentheses, always wanted to say that. So it seems like she's having a good time there. And someone tweeted Scott Borchetta and asked him when the music video was coming out, and he said hopefully at the end of October. So, yay.
That's so exciting. Everyone. We'll have Red, and then everyone is still reeling and so excited about the Red release. So it's like, oh, by the way, here's another new music video.
Yeah, he said probably towards the end of October, and to keep an eye on her Twitter this week. So everyone, keep an eye on Taylor's Twitter. Not that you don't do that already, but
just in case.
I'm sure nobody follows her Twitter that's listening to this podcast.
In case you were only following Taylor Talk 13 and not Taylor Swift 13.
Should go follow that.
Go follow Taylor Swift 13 as well. She's
a nice girl. We talk about her a lot. Okay, let's see. Our next news item is that tonight being Monday night, Nightline aired an interview with Taylor, which was essentially like a behind the scenes look at her interview for her Glamour magazine cover, which is for the November issue, and that's going to be on newsstands October 9th. So it's just this really cool look at how the shoot went and some of her interview and even how the people at Glamour went into choosing the cover. So I think if you go to abc.com, you should be able to find a video of it. Go and do that. And get the magazine on October 9th. Let's see. Next up, another exciting thing for any of you who are Glee fans. This week on Glee in the new episode, which is called The Breakup, they are doing a version of Mine.
And I love when Glee covers Taylor's songs.
It's really gorgeous. They did a really good job. I'm so excited to see them perform it. So everyone watch Glee this week so you can hear Taylor song.
Maya, do you know which character on Glee is going to sing Mine?
It's Santana and Tina, I believe.
Ooh. She's singing it to Britney, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be just Santana, but I thought it's definitely Santana, maybe someone else. That's gorgeous.
That's
going to
really,
be really, really good. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. It's kind of like an acoustic stripped down version of the song. So yeah, everyone watch Glee this week so you can see that.
Yay.
Yay.
In other exciting news, VH1 Storytellers has announced the winner of the Taylor Swift on Campus contest.
And that Was it my school?
No. Do you go Harvey Mudd College in Claremont, California, Adam?
No.
Oh, well, unfortunately, it's not your school. But congratulations to those lucky students who are going to get Taylor on their campus. Claremont is about, like, an hour from my school, so it's kind of cool that at least Taylor's close by, but still too far.
You should go.
I should. I should crash the party and impersonate a student.
Do it.
I will let you know how that goes.
Just start making friends with, like, everyone on campus so someone will get you a ticket.
Good idea. Like, start, like, following their Twitters and being like, hey, remember me from English class?
I totally sat next to you. We did that project together.
What, you don't that one project that one time.
Yeah, that'd be funny. It might be a fail, though, but I will let you know how that goes. And then the last news item is that Taylor Swift is not only on the cover of Glamour this month, she's also on the cover of the UK edition of Marie Claire. So congratulations to Taylor for being on the cover of two magazines in two different countries at the same time.
What up?
Way awesome.
All right. Now, before we get to the nitty gritty and do our full analysis of Taylor's newest single, Red, let's hear from our good friend Rick Barker, who is going to be talking to us with his Music Industry Blueprint Tip of the Week. So, Rick?
Hey, guys. It's Rick Barker with this week's Music Industry Blueprint Talent Tip of the Week. And as you guys are excited about the opportunity to get more music from Taylor more often, that's the tip I want to provide you this week, is you as an artist should do the same thing. As an independent artist, you don't have to play by the same rules as everyone else. And when you're as big as Taylor, you don't have to play by the same rules either. What I mean by that is, in our current business model, you put out one CD, there's one song, that one song usually lasts for anywhere from 45 to 50 weeks. Look at the excitement being built around Taylor releasing a song a week leading up to the release of her CD. Imagine if you, as an independent artist, released a song a month and then had your CD at the end of the year instead of making everyone wait a whole entire year. You, as an independent artist, can create that same kind of excitement. So my tip for you is put out more music more often. If you'd like more free music business advice, just log on to the Taylor Talk website, click on the Music Industry Blueprint link, and I'll talk to you next episode on Taylor Talk. You guys enjoy the rest of your show. That's been your Music Industry Blueprint Talent Tip of the Week. See ya.
All right, thanks for that, Rick.
You know, I think that's actually a really good point, because I know I listen to a lot of indie artists, and it's kind of frustrating when you don't really hear from them, either, you know, through their social networking sites or new music for a while, and you just kind of, I mean, if you don't hear from them regularly, you tend to forget them. I know that sounds really bad, but, you know, you have to just be reminded that somebody's coming out with new stuff, and it's just, it's a way to hype up the album and everything. And I know that I get really excited when I'm, you know, following an indie artist and they're regularly posting stuff and posting new music and on YouTube or wherever else they're doing it. And I don't know, it makes me happy. So that keeps me interested. It reminds me that, like, they have new stuff coming. So yay.
Yeah. And for those who are new listeners, if you're questioning who is this Rick guy and why should I listen to him? He's the guy who managed Taylor Swift back in the day. For 2 years of his career, he was Taylor's day-to-day manager. So he's very credible. He knows what he's talking about. Listen to him.
Extremely, extremely brilliant guy. So go to taylortalk.org if you want to hear more stuff from him about the music business and everything else. If you're an artist or in the business, there's a banner that we have on taylortalk.org that says Music Industry Blueprint. Go on there, and he has 7 free videos that are all about advice for you guys for the music industry. I've watched
them
all.
Belle can't see, but I'm giving her thumbs up right now. All right, let's cut to the chase. We're what, about 10 minutes or so into the episode, and we haven't gotten to the main topic that everyone's here to hear? Here to hear?
We're going to do it now.
It's a play on words. Two different kinds of hears, H-E-A-R and H-E-R-E.
Oh, yay, Adam can spell.
I can spell. Haley, I haven't heard from you in a while. What was your first impression of Red when you heard it?
I think my impression was like everybody else's. It was freaking amazing.
Freaking amazing. Love it.
Freaking. Just the way she started the song. With
a Maserati?
With Maserati.
Yeah.
I knew that Adam would love that line.
Hearing that first line with the word Maserati in it totally reminded me of the first music video Taylor ever did, which was Brad Paisley's song Online.
Why?
You guys remember that?
No.
Because the first line has Maserati in it.
Oh.
Or
I drive a Maserati. Yeah.
It's like, okay. Yeah, it's, line from, well, it's in the chorus.
Apparently Maserati is the country singer's car of choice.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, like, I heard Maserati and I was like, oh, it's a country song. All right.
Totally.
Do you even know what a Maserati is, Maya?
Yes, I know what a Maserati is.
Besides
okay,
a car.
Adam, don't hate me, but I had to look it up online to make sure that I knew what it looked like. I knew it was a fancy car and I knew it was expensive, but I didn't have a picture of it in my mind, so I wanted to check and
I think who votes that Maserati gives us a free car for promoting them on Taylor Talk?
Yeah, Maserati, you are awesome. I would love a car, and I would talk about it all the time on Taylor Talk and otherwise.
But we would need 5, one for each of us.
Yes. Oh, I would like mine to be jet black, please.
Oh my gosh, we're so off topic on this Maserati thing.
Sorry.
Back to Red! Okay, no,
what was everyone else's what was everyone else's first impression of the song?
I completely dug it. I thought, like, Taylor is an incredible lyricist. I know that is such a cliche thing to say, but it's so true. Like,
yeah, but we expect cliches from you, Belle.
Oh, really?
Burn.
Really? Is that how it is, Adam?
No, that's not how it is, but continue your point, please.
Yeah, I'll continue my point after I kick you. Anyway, well, I'm not in the same house as you right now, like I was last week, though, so it's
going to be hard for me to kick you. You can't kick me.
Dang it. Anyways, okay, back to Red. It's one of those songs that's like, it really, like, I put it on repeat. I know that a lot of us put Taylor's new songs on repeat, but I was really focusing on the lyrics and the emotions that she's describing, because she is ridiculously right on. Like, I have been exactly through that. I have been through that relationship that she is thinking about.
I think it would be hard not to be in a relationship like this.
Well, I mean, you'd hope that at least some people in this world have managed to not be in one. That's my hope for the universe. But well, I think the sad fact is that a lot of people can relate to exactly what she's talking about.
A lot of this happens in high school, just within high school relationships, like how fast it starts and stops.
I don't know. So I feel like it's not just a high school thing, though, because especially when you're one of those girls that falls fast. And Taylor has actually stated that she falls fast. But, I mean, I get that feeling.
I haven't met anyone who doesn't fall fast. Like, I think that happens to a lot of people. So I think definitely
I think when it's the right person, it can kind of just all go sort of 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Well, yeah. Something together real quick, tying what you're talking about with the emotion together to what Belle said earlier about Taylor being an absolute genius lyricist. I combined the two words. I said genicist. a genius lyricist.
Hashtag Adam's made up words.
I can make up words if I want. Anyway, I think it's fantastic how she was able to, hey, English major, Diane, if I'm using the wrong word here, correct me.
Okay.
But I think she was able to personify her emotions through colors. Does that make sense? She was able to give colors. She was able to give colors a feeling.
Personifying.
Well, I would say articulate.
She was more like applying love to real things. Like she was comparing love to colors and feelings to colors, but she wasn't necessarily like. Well, I mean, I guess you.
Listen, hear me out though.
Okay,
she was giving those colors a life of her own or a life of their own. That's what
but
I
that's
mean by it. I'm not saying she's making,
though.
Like, Mr. Red and Mr. Blue get married. Like, they're people. I'm saying she's giving each of those colors a life of their own. And I think, with the exception of blue, I think she accurately described them. Because I actually was doing research earlier today when we first heard the preview on the use of colors in psychology. Because, you know, colors are used quite often in psychology. And according to the reading, I found out that red is the color of energy and movement and excitement. And she said loving him was red. And so I think that like hits it dead on.
True. I will for once give Adam my...
Thank you! Booyah!
My agreeance.
But the part I disagree with, though, is when she's talking about losing him was blue. Like I've never known because
blue is
a calm and restful.
No,
color.
But okay, not ignore the stupid psychology article.
Everyone says
your,
I'm feeling
head,
blue means I'm feeling
in your
sad.
Feelings. Blue is a sad color.
It's yes. Not though.
Well, like
okay,
I'm sad.
You're the
I'm
weird
feeling
one,
blue.
And the rest
like
of the
exactly
world.
That.
No,
yeah.
Blue is a slang term for sad. Like, oh, I'm
well,
feeling
she's,
blue.
Well, maybe she's
like,
using it as a slang term right there. That's
but like, well, you're basically Adam. Let's be realistic here. When Taylor was writing the song, I doubt she was online looking up the psychology of each color.
Like, what if in her head sadness is blue?
Then she'd be really weird.
Well,
okay,
we're
but
all
like
weird
here,
that's
I'm
not
going
weird.
To
that's normal.
Work in a personal example. Like for me, this makes. Complete and total sense. Because,
agreed.
Like, for example, I do this where things have colors to me. Like, days of the week have colors. And numbers have colors. And words have colors. So, like, of course emotions have colors. Like, every emotion has a color to me, in my head. So, like, this makes perfect sense. Like, she said in her interview, she's been saying this in, like, every interview that to her... She was thinking, feeling about all these intense emotions and everything in a relationship that's so intense and blah, blah, blah. And all of those intense emotions are red, not feel like red or look like red or seem like red. They are red. So to her, sadness is blue.
Yes.
Thank
you.
That was enlightening, Maya. I liked it.
Thanks.
I don't know. I just can't see eye to eye with her on that one.
I do.
It's actually, it's fun. There's a name for it. There's a name for the, I forget. It's actually like a condition.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And for me, numbers have, you know, different feelings and stuff. But
yeah.
That's another topic for another day. But I just know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam. Go sit in your corner.
I don't know. I disagree. I don't see blue as a sad color. I
well,
see blue is my
you,
favorite
well,
color. And
well,
I'm
Adam, then you have a blue chair in your corner. Go sit in it.
Taylor sees blue as a sad color, so what does it matter how you see it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's her song.
I never said it wasn't. I'm just saying I disagree with her. Am I allowed?
No.
Why can't I disagree with her?
You're allowed to disagree. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
I'm just
Thank
teasing.
You, Diane.
You're welcome. But, okay, that's only because when I first heard the preview, I know this is going to be unpopular, and I don't want people to hate me, but...
I already hate you.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm about to agree with what you're going to say, so don't worry about it.
All right. I just... Okay. When I first heard the preview, I didn't like it.
Me too.
Really?
Yep.
I thought I was the only one. Thank you, Maya.
I had the complete opposite effect.
If we were together.
And not that I didn't like it. I was just kind of like, meh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. She's comparing things to colors. That's great. Cool
I mean,
sound.
Once
cool
you
music,
hear the rest
lyrics,
of the song, it kind of, it flows together and it makes more sense.
I do have one thing to say about the song itself.
Yes.
There are certain parts where the instrumental kind of overpower the vocals.
Yes, exactly. Okay, when I heard this song the first time, I didn't really hear what she was saying, so to me that was hard to, you know, listen and, you know, be like,
yeah,
oh, this
is a cool
song.
Yeah, I did have to listen a few times to, like, get ahead.
Yeah, I had to listen really closely to get the lyrics. I had to play it a couple of times through and listen very closely, and I feel like you shouldn't really have to do that to hear the lyrics. And I'm not used to that in a Taylor song. Usually her vocals are very powerful and very clear. And in this, it's like, I don't know if it's a production thing or what exactly, well, I mean, I know what it is, but it's just, I don't know if it was done intentionally, I think it's a little bit strange. Because, yeah, I understand the instrumental is very powerful and very well made, but there are just parts when you should be able to hear her vocals very clearly and you have to strain to hear them. And that, to me, is kind of awkward.
Yeah, it kind of takes away from the song.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate when you have to guess on what she was saying.
Yeah, Haley, like, was it you that was talking to me earlier that was, like, trying to figure out a lyric that you couldn't understand?
Yes, it was the very end. It was the, that, and that's why he's spinning around in my head. I couldn't hear the, and that is why part, he's spinning part. I'm like, something is spinning around in her head. What is it? And I couldn't, after the 50 bazillion times I listened to it, figure it out.
I'm actually just thinking now that, like, there was even, okay, it was, like, one specific line, but, like, there's a line in Begin Again that even now that I know what the real lyrics are, like, I cannot hear them.
I think I know what you're talking about.
In the bridge, it's like, we talk about the movies that his family watches every Christmas, and I want to talk about that. And, like, when you listen to it, it sounds like, I will talk about that. Like, you can't hear it. I don't know. I mean, it might just be totally random and we're reading too much into everything, but...
No, I think sometimes when you sing, you let the, you know, the feeling of the song take over and you don't necessarily say the words clearly enough because you're thinking about the emotion and then it gets muddled. At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah. I mean, well, if this song is all about intense emotions, then I guess it makes sense
to be
muddling some words.
So, does anybody think this is... Well, let's take a vote. Is this autobiographical or fictional?
Autobiographical, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
No way, it's not.
She writes all of her stuff. It's definitely autobiographical.
Not everything's autobiographical, Belle. She's written some in
the past. That's true. She's made up some stories, but this one is not.
I definitely... Yeah, this one for sure.
So, like, who do we think the him in the story is?
Oh, I don't like this part.
If we want to kick it off like this, I have something that someone tweeted us earlier that I'd like to share.
Okay, okay. I don't want you to start with that.
So, yeah, let's kick it off. Safe and Sound XX on Twitter said they think it's about Adam Young based on a tweet of his from last year. The tweet of his, which came from the Owl City Twitter account, said, "Trying to forget someone you love is like trying to remember someone you never knew."
Which sounds strikingly a lot like a lyric in the song.
I don't know. I don't think that necessarily means that the song is about him. I just think
maybe she just happened to really dig that particular phrase.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to write a song using that. It might be
100% a coincidence.
It could be. Yeah. It could be 100% coincidence, but it is an interesting sort of...
I don't know. Just considering all the things that she has said in interviews about this entire album being about, like, the evolution of one relationship, my feeling is that it's not about Adam Young.
So, being that the song came out just a couple hours ago, do we know who wrote this yet?
She did.
I think it's just Taylor.
Taylor wrote it by herself.
Taylor solo.
Solo. Yep.
Okay. Because I was wondering, maybe Adam Young had a co-write. I don't know. I didn't know what I was thinking.
No,
that's a fine question. No, he didn't help her.
Okay. It was a valid question based on a similar writing style.
Okay, it was a bad question, and now we answered it, so.
Did you just call it a bad question again, Maya?
I said it was a valid question, okay. And now we answered it.
Okay, that's just like where you guys can't understand the lyrics in the songs. I couldn't understand exactly what Maya said.
That's okay, we worked it out.
Oh, good.
It's all better now.
So, I mean, the last thing I can think of, what are your favorite lyrics?
Ooh. I have a couple.
Ooh, we didn't really discuss who the song is about, though. We just said who it wasn't about.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, how do we know who it is about?
If you have an opinion.
My opinion is that Taylor has made comments, and I don't remember the exact wording, so I can't quote her verbatim, about how the album is almost like about a relationship from beginning to end. To me, that means that it is it's probably about Jill Jakenhall.
I would be inclined to agree with you.
I mean, it does kind of go in the theme with, you know, if you think about the lyrics of We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together and everything, and you think about the kind of relationship that she's saying that they had.
Tumultuous, up and down, super fast, crazy relationship.
Exactly. So that's my guess. That's my guesstimate.
Like, you know, it sounds like this song was written, like, a few months earlier in the getting over the breakup process.
Yeah, exactly.
Than this one. You know, because it's still like, I can't get over him because I still think about him all the time, blah, blah, blah. So, like, yeah. It's cool, though, to see the evolution of, like, how she was feeling about it.
Very. I approve.
Me, too.
I just can't get over the similarity between the Owl City tweet. I'm not saying it's about him. I'm just sorry. That's where my mind is right now. Like, I was zoned out while you guys were talking just there.
No, it's cool. I mean, I think it's an interesting thing. Like, I'm impressed with the people who found that tweet because it's from a really long time ago. But, I mean, my instinct is to think that it's about the same person who is the subject of, you know, the last few.
That's possible.
So, favorite lyrics, guys?
You know what's weird is one of my favorite lyrics is, in fact, the one that's just like that Owl City tweet where Taylor says, forgetting him was like trying to know someone or somebody you never met. It's just weird.
That is interesting to think about.
I'm trying to break it down in my head, and it's tough. It's like really complex. There's a lot
it's,
of thoughts.
It's like a complicated thought, yeah.
Or hear it.
Right. It's just something that's, she's comparing forgetting him to something that's impossible. So she's just basically saying, like, she can't forget him.
It's a very interesting way to say that forgetting him is impossible. It's a very unique way of saying it, in other words. And of course, I always love the two lines about the Maserati.
My favorite was a bit of a different lyric.
Which one?
Is touching him was like realizing all you ever wanted was right there in front of you.
That was definitely one of mine.
Why?
Because it's just an incredibly, like, it's almost kind of like compared to, like, what you think of, like, the first kiss of somebody when it's, like, a really, really amazing first kiss. Or, you know, it's kind of that kind of comparison where you just have this, like, rush of, like, emotion and, like, connection with that person that you didn't even know for sure was there until that moment. And then that moment hits you and you're just, like, it's just this huge, overwhelming, like, firework moment. And I just like the way that she described it, because, I mean, she's, you know, described that moment in other songs, and I love the way she describes things, but I just always happen to notice the way that, I don't know, I always happen to notice when she is describing that moment in songs and the various great ways that she uses to describe it in the different songs, so that lyric really just caught my attention.
Okay, fair point.
My favorite lyric is in the bridge, and I feel like all my favorite lyrics are in the bridge of songs, but it's the first line. Remembering him comes in flashbacks and echoes, because to me, when I'm haunted by something, that's how I see things. Like, I have this one picture that just comes back over and over again, and I think about it in my head over and over again, and it drives me crazy. And I think in this part of the song, like, she's really being driven crazy by thinking about him. I can definitely relate to that. For sure.
You can feel the emotion behind Taylor's words. You can feel the passion.
the line that just kind of jumped out at me and hit home pretty strong was, regretting him was like wishing you never found out that love could be that strong.
Oh,
yes.
That's totally a good been one. There.
And that's a, like, I don't know, it's not necessarily that clever or anything, it's just very, like, I feel like it's very just honest and emotional, and yeah, I like that one.
That seems like almost like a modern twist on that old phrase, it's better to have loved than lost, and or loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
It's just, it's hard to, like, think of that moment, because, like, especially when everything's crashing down all around you.
Well, in a Adam, it's actually kind of, like, the exact opposite of
yeah,
that.
It's the opposite.
That's
yeah.
what, that's what, well,
it's like, yeah. it's, you regret it so much that, like, you just, you wish that.
That's why, like, I said a modern twist on it. I didn't say it was a modern version.
Yeah, what I'm saying is what you should have said is it's the exact opposite of that.
Never mind. You're not getting my point. I know it's not the same thing.
Okay, no, the way you, just the way you said it, it made it sound like you were saying there was a similar idea.
No, that's yeah. not what I meant. That's why I said twist, you twist it.
That's okay. It's okay. We all know now. I'm going to break up the fight, guys.
Retract the clause.
It is okay.
No. We love each other, really.
I'm about to hiss at Maya, like...
You're like
it's fine, I'm right, whatever.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Maya's the one who's got a cat, all right? She knows what she's doing.
Yes. Oh, is that so?
I think, better don't we all have cats? Except Adam?
Yeah, except for Adam.
I don't.
Oh, and Haley.
Oh. High five, Haley.
I want a cat. I just can't.
No, I retract my high five.
I retract my high five.
I bring it back. I withdraw.
Poor Adam doesn't like cats because they make him sick.
So, Diane, what? Since you're the last one speaking, are we giving this song a thumbs up?
Yes.
Two thumbs up?
Yes.
I would give it three thumbs if I had a third thumb, but I'm like normal, so.
Well, there's Belle's answer. Maya, Haley?
Two thumbs.
All right.
It's amazing.
I love this song. I'm going to point out the fact that Diane was criticizing it earlier, so I'm cutting off one of her thumbs.
can I just so say?
No, I only have 9 fingers. Why would you do that to me?
Because you gave it a fake thumbs up. You only
it wasn't
gave it a one
fake.
I said I gave one thumb
an
up.
An interesting first impression.
Yeah. I mean, Maya didn't like it at first either. Are you going to cut off one of her thumbs?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know what? I'm going to pack you guys' thumbs in ice and
hey,
take
Belle,
it to the emergency
room. Belle,
so you're all good.
Belle, guess what? If I chop off a thumb of Haley, I'm just going to say Haley. I don't want to chop off Haley's thumb. If I chop off one of Maya's thumbs and one of Diane's thumbs, I can give one to you and I'll keep one, and then we can have three thumbs to do three
yeah,
thumbs.
Yeah, see, on. I don't want someone else's thumb sewn onto my hand. That would be really awkward.
Guys, this is getting a little creepy.
Okay.
Not
so,
going
to
lie.
I'm like holding my thumbs right now to make sure they're still there.
So, you guys, last week we promised you a return of the mini segments. We want to thank you guys because we got a ton of mini segment submissions, both voicemail, email, Taylor Connect, Twitter, you name it. I think over like 70 submissions or something in 1 week, which is incredibly awesome. You guys are rock stars for doing that. Go Team Taylor Talk. We love you guys. So here's the situation. We don't really have the time to read 70 submissions on this podcast, especially because this is a special edition, and we're doing these special editions specifically for Taylor's songs that are coming out. So what we decided to do is, just for these couple of weeks, we're going to not do the mini segments. What we're going to do instead is save all of your submissions and do something really awesome with them on the day of Taylor's album release. So if you've submitted mini segment submissions, no, they're not going to waste. No, they're not disappearing. We are saving them and making a surprise for you guys for Taylor's album release day. Continue to submit them. Voicemails, tweets, Facebook, email, all the contact methods that you could possibly use are at taylortalk.org. So if you need to figure out how to submit, go to there. There's links to everything on it. Thank you guys again for the submissions. We can't wait for a little surprise for you guys. And, rock on.
Yeah, can't wait. So, for episode 32, everybody, this has been Adam,
Belle,
Maya,
Diane,
and Haley.
I like those
virtual hand hearts, guys.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Same time, same place.
Love you.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.